Hi, everyone. Our passage for today is 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 to 12. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. So at the beginning of this passage, John tells us about these three things that testify to Jesus. He talks about the water, he talks about the blood, he talks about the Spirit. All right, so water, blood, and Spirit. What is he talking about here? He's saying these three things, they testify to who Jesus is, to Jesus' identity, to his character, to what he has done. But what do they mean? What do they represent? Water here might be the least obvious, but water represents, when John's talking about it, the water baptism of Jesus, right? When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. Now, why would this be important? Why is this water important? Well, when Jesus was baptized, multiple things were happening there. One is that Jesus was showing people that he was identifying himself with his people, right? It was kind of an initiation into, like, Jesus is saying, like, as he's baptized, he's like, I am going to be one with these other people. It would represent later his death and resurrection as well. But in that moment, it's identifying with his people. That's why he tells us to be baptized, to identify with him. But also, it was at his baptism that the Spirit came down. It was at his baptism that the voice of God spoke his approval over his Son Jesus. And so Jesus' baptism, this water, testifies that God was for his Son Jesus, as Jesus was identifying himself thus. The second thing is the blood. And this one should be really obvious. The testimony of the blood of Jesus, it testifies to the forgiveness of our sins. And God's love demonstrated to us through Jesus' blood being shed upon the cross. And that testifies to who Jesus is and what he has done for us. And third is the Spirit that testifies. And what happens here with the Spirit is that with the Holy Spirit, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. God himself dwells within us, abides within us. And it's as we have, you know, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, we can come to know truth, right? Things are revealed to us and we can know the truth and the goodness of God. And now all these three things, why is it important to talk about them? John brings them up because they testify. They give a testimony of who Jesus is. In verse 11, he kind of sums it up here. He said, this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. These three testify that we have eternal life through Jesus, because he was baptized, identified with himself. He has the approval of God, the love of God, the dwelling of the Spirit. And then he died on a cross. And as he died, as he ascended, his Spirit came down. And now we have that Spirit. And now we have that life as well. This testimony is important because we don't just believe in a good teacher. We don't believe in just someone who is only God or only man. It's not just a nice guy or someone who's super holy. We are putting our faith and our lives into the hands of someone whose love for us is unfathomable, who has done so much for us. And John wants us to know these things testify to who Jesus is. So let us have the eternal life with him. Let us be with him. And so with that, let's pray that we will be with Jesus as he, as these things testify to him, and as he, as his Spirit is within us. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for your love and your grace and mercy. We thank you that you were baptized. We thank you for your cross. We thank you for the dwelling of your Spirit within our hearts. And we pray that we will follow you, Lord, and that we will experience the good and eternal life that you have for us, Lord. Bless us, God. Move in our hearts. May we experience the goodness of who you are, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.